the confession I have to make, and this is a tough one, is that on Monday, the great tragedy in Paris happened, and the burning of Notre Dame. And as it was burning, I immediately suspected who? The terrorists who had tried in 2016 to blow it up. There's been attempts before, because it is the symbol of Christianity in France. And after over 1,000 acts of vandalism and terrorism in the churches of France over the past few years, and at least two acts to Notre Dame itself, I immediately made that conclusion. But that's not the bad part that I'm confessing. I was hoping it was Muslim terrorism, so that hopefully there would be a violent purge of Muslims from France. I wanted that because France is lost. I don't know if you know this, but the French birth rate is 1.3, which means when you have two people and they're only producing 1.3 on average children, the population is headed this way. But Muslims have a birth rate of 8, which means that 2 turn into 8. And so it's only going to take a generation, maybe 2, before France is Muslim, and there's no stopping it. There's just no stopping it. And I thought, oh, this could be it. We will fight evil with evil. We will fight fire with fire. And there's a problem with that, is that evil can only beget evil. And then on this holiest of weeks, I look to the cross of Christ. And do you realize what was happening as Jesus was suffering and dying for us on the cross? The whole heavenly host was there, waiting for a word, waiting for a blink, and they would swoop down and eradicate all humanity, whatever it took. It was absolutely plain in the suffering and death of Christ as we were putting him to death, that there was no hope for humanity, and it was time to eradicate us all, and they were poised and ready to save the Son of God from death and do whatever it took. And they were waiting for one word, just one word from our Heavenly Father, and they would swoop. One word is all that it would take. And what is the Heavenly Father waiting for? To save the Word made flesh, now being executed and dying and suffering. And how can the Heavenly Father stand it? How can the Heavenly Father allow it? This injustice, the worst thing that has happened in all of humanity. And they were waiting for just a nod. A temple talk today, following the offering. And so that means I'm speaking twice. And I told somebody that during the breakfast, and they said, oh, if I had known I got to sleep twice this morning, I wouldn't have slept as much last night. So it is that I need Jesus. I need to hear, alleluia, Christ is risen. He is risen indeed. Alleluia.